Welcome to Afyem Yerushalmi. We're holding Chalo Daf Mem Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Revi, beginning of Halacha Gimel. Starting the Mishnah in Amud Aleph. Noitel Odom Kedei Chalo Mi'iso Shelo Yurmo Chaloso. Person can come and designate a dough, which no Chalo came out of it, and he's going to use that dough to do what? La Soisu B'Taharo. In order to keep it B'Taharo, he's going to put it aside, make sure this stays tar. He can use that to do a freshes chalo on chalas t'mai, and he can continue using the dough achet yisrach until the dough becomes saruach, becomes not roy. We'll see in the Gemara what exactly is the level of tisrach. But until it's not edible, you can still use that dough to do a fresh on other doughs. So a person has, he knows he's going to make a lot of doughs in the next few days. He takes one dough, which he knows for sure it's tar, he puts it aside, he stores it in a place where it won't become tameh, and he says, again, I have this amount of dough over here, I can use 10% of it for this dough, another 10% for the next dough, another 10% for that next dough, and make the whole thing into challah. But says the Mishnah, only by d'mai. It says the Pchaim over here, based on the Gemara L'Kaman, that it's not talking about d'mai of Amoritz, not talking about a case that the Amoritz, the classic case of d'mai, that when you take from Amoritz, you have to come and do Hafroshos Maisris. Because there's a Mandarma that says there's no Chala by Dmai. So we're not talking about that Dmai. So Dmai over here means Sofik. I mean Iso, a dough, which we're not sure it's a Sofik. So because it's Sofik, I'm allowing you to do this method. Explains the Mishnah, what is the leniency they have in this method? Explains the Mishnah, Shechalas Dmai niteled min HaTorah LaTomei v'shloi min HaMukov. Hey, you could be using this dough, which is tar, to do afroshes chala, even for a dough, which is tameh. So that's one kula. And the second kula is shelo min hamukof. It's not going to be connected. It's not right nearby the dough, which would be mafish on. A regular chala, you should really do min hamukof when it's right in close proximity. Says the Gemara, ma'u achet tisrach? Mo'ichel odom, achet tisrach, mo'ichel akelev. What does it mean, tisrach? It's not edible for who? For a human? Or it needs to be really bad, even a dog cannot eat it. Says Gemara Nishvayim, let's start from the following. Nitzrucho mo'ichel odom mitamet tumas oichlim v'soifrim oiso betum. So when it becomes really bad and odom cannot eat it, so then what happens to it? So we say it's still mitamet tumas oichlim, still have a tumah. V'soifrim oto betumah, and then you could go and burn it betumah because it has a din of tumah. So now Reb Chaim here brings two gersos in the Gemara. One gears is the gears of the girl. The girl says, the woman says, Metamet tumas oichlim, you see that it still gets tuma, even though it's not edible for human, but still because it's still usable for a dog, it still gets tuma. V'at omart, and here the gears will be according to this, aton moichel adam, ela moichel akelev. So the more's conclusion is, you see that food which is edible for a dog still gets tumas oichlim. So if so, you can still use it for challah until it reaches that stage. Reb Chaim brings, in the name of his father, the stipler, explanation based on the gears that we have. The Gemara is bringing a raya from the end of that raya. It says, the ones that gets tumah soichlin, soifim oto betumah. So even though it's tumo, I don't have to give any tarotate. I can burn it with dvarim tmeim. How can you burn dover which is tumo? You see, once it's not edible, it doesn't have any more level of food, and therefore you could burn it betumah. So the Gemara says, if so, betamet tumah soichlin, meaning the real deal gives from the hemshech, soichlin to betumah, ve'at omar moichel akelev. You will tell me that you have to reach the dog's food, and the moichel adam, the meaning it's that edible for adam, and loses its kedusha, and therefore you can't use it anymore for afroshes chala. So according to this, comes out, it's a machlokes that grew on the stipler, is the maskana that once it gets not edible for adam, can you still do afroshes chala for it or not? Continues the Gemara with Basin says, Hadam shetoimi min hara la yofe. You see from here that you could do truma, you could do a freshes chalo from a bad dough and a good dough. Because if he's saying that until it reaches the stage of sirochon, which is not edible, you could still use it as a fresho. You'll use it even from a dough which is not so good. It's still edible, but it's not in great condition. And you'll do a freshes chalo on a dough which is completely new and fresh. So this is a raya to what of Shmuel Rav Nachman said in the name of Yonason. Shetorim me'alei istafanini ala istafanini. That you could do truma from the leaves of the vegetable called istafanini on istafanini itself, even though the leaves are not as good as the actual vegetable, b'makom shoyach moiso, as long as it's edible. And it's an occasion, people eat it. And the Gemara brings a example to this from a maase. Kado gam layil zugo, that was the name of the person, inchi mitakno istafaninte. He forgot to fix the vegetable called istafaninte. He didn't do that fresh. Also shola abir, he says, what should I do? Amale istamon knivo? Do you still have the knivo, which is the psoilus, the dirt of the vegetable? If you do have afish min kanufto, it means you can use that, so you see for me, you can do a frasha even from the bad part on the good part. And as Reb Chaim points out, all this is talking about demai, about a suffix, not in a regular case of truma. So we learned in the Mishnah that you can do, by demai, you can do a frasha from Torah and Tomei. Similarly, we have a brisa, Tani Trumas Maiser Shal Demai. When you're doing Trumas Maiser for demai, so then you also do a frasha from a Torah and a Tomei. So the more isacham, you come see. Chuvas ma'itzah shel vada, he tells me in a Torah latomi. Chuvas ma'itzah shel demai lekosh again. I mean, how do you explain this brisa? Chuvas ma'itzah you can do always in a Torah latomi. Regular truma you're not allowed to do from Torah and Tomei. Can't do a freshest truma on fruits that are Tomei. But chuvas ma'itzah you could do from Torah and Tomei. That was the Gemara Maseches Trumas Perek Aleph that says there's a special pasuk that you can't do Torah latomi by truma, but chuvas ma'itzah you could do. So what is this price telling me? That if it's demai, you could do Torah latome. Even if it's not demai, you could do Torah latome. So the one of Yosi b'sofek truma gedoylo on a kaimi. This price is not talking about truma's maaser. It's talking about a regular truma. Sofek if he's truma, sofek lo yifrish. We're talking about a case that he's not sure if he did truma or not. We're not talking about truma's maaser. Truma's maaser you always can do me a Torah latome. Talk about a regular truma. Regular truma can't do in a Torah latome. But if it's demai, what does it mean demai? He's not sure if he did a fresh or not. So then you do in a Torah latome. And it explains, as Reb Chaim explains, it has to be that the demai over here means I'm not sure if he did a fresh show, and not a regular case of demai. Because there's no demai by truma. What is the demai? Demai means the Rabbanim with Goizir that they saw Meharavitz don't do maestros. But trumas they do. As we learned earlier. Trumas, the Amiharids do a freshest truma. So the Meir means it's just a regular suffix, it's a regular doubt. But says the Gemara, Kamoy Yatema, the same way we learn in Meseches Demai, Perkei Mishnah Yud Aleph, Min Avadai Ala Demai, Trumo, Loitot Lochel Achi Yoitzel, Trumas Umaitzes. When I'm doing a fresher from Vadai on Demai, so you say that it is Trumo, it works, but don't eat it. Don't eat the truma of the vadai that was done on the demai, because maybe the demai was fixed. It's a suffix, right? Demai means suffix. So maybe the demai was fixed. And then the truma that he did was nothing. And the original dough, he didn't really fix anything. So don't eat it until you make sure that the dough that you used, the dough, the fruits that you used for a freshest truma sabaisis on the demai, that was fixed on its own. Because I can't rely on the fact that I'm using it for the demai, because maybe the demai is already fixed. Says the Gemara, and Davni Beis Amud Aleph, if that's true, so why this applies only when you're doing a fresh trumas and maisis from vadai on demai? Also, when you do a fresh trumas from demai on demai, it should be the same problem. Maybe the second demai that you're fixing is already fixed, and the first one is not fixed, and you can't rely on that. Says the Gemara, Omar of Shirin Bar Karsino can be roitz lo yiklo can be roitz lo soifo. Depends. Depends what you want to do with the fixed one. If he wants to eat it, you can't eat it before you do truma semaisis. But if he wants to use it for sreifa, we know that truma tmei you can burn and enjoy the fire, then you can use it even though he's not 100% sure if it was fixed or not. So by sreifa, which is not mamish eating it, there are bonerim mekel to be soymich on the afresh that was done on the demai. As Reb Chaim points out, this question the Gemara already addressed in Maseches Demai, and there the Gemara brought a different answer. And here the Gemara brings this answer. The reason why the Gemara is bringing this answer over here, the Gemara is not a get to our sugi. The Gemara is bringing a question on Maseches Demai. We said when you do truma, you do vada and demai, so I still have to fix it. When you do demai and demai not, what's the difference? Says the Gemara, you're right, you always have to refix it if you want to eat it. You don't have to refix it if you want to burn it. Why are we bringing this over here? Says Reb Chaim, because our Mishnah also is talking about demai. We're doing a freshest challah from vada and demai. Says if you want to go eat it, so you must do a fresh again on the dough that you used for the afrasha. Because I'm not sure if the challah really was challah. So I don't know if that part that I took is challah. It could be that part is still tevel. So I have to do on that another frasha in order to eat it, just me suffic, because eating, you don't rely on a frasha from vadai on tamai. With this, we conclude Yushal Michal Daf Mem Aleph.